Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Doctor Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, February 24th. The grains closed lower with March corn down 10¼ cents at 650, March wheat down 30 cents, 708¼, and March beans down 5¼ cents at 1529. The corn closed right on the 650 strike. The put options, 650 puts, had the largest open interest. So all those puts and calls are going to expire worthless now. So those that had puts on for protection that didn't roll them out to May or do something else with them, they've expired worthless and have no protection. So we could see more selling in these markets on Sunday night and Monday. In addition to that, you know, you've got the funds heavily long corn. I'm guessing somewhere between 180,000, 185,000 contracts. Way too much. So I just don't see what's going to support this market. We generally make the contract lows the first Monday of the month, which in my system is this Monday. But we could move significantly lower if the funds want out of these positions. The wheat down 30 cents, I think, is a bit much. But Kansas City was down 22 cents. I'm not sure why. I would have thought Kansas City wheat would have really held up pretty well here, considering the severe drought we've got in southwest Kansas, which is now expanding into central Kansas. You've got the drought in northeast Nebraska. So I'm not sure why Kansas City wheat has been under such pressure out here. But I guess the world just doesn't want the wheat. Exports are nothing to write home about. The wheat price for export is cheaper than corn. We don't see that too often, which means we could see some wheat feeding out here. So I think we're getting near the lows in the wheat. Maybe if we take out $7, clean out the stops under $7, that may be a buying opportunity in the wheat market. But the beans, you know, the meal closed $4 higher today in the March. The December meal was down $3. I have no idea why old crop meal is this strong. You've got very cheap Brazilian meal out there at a steep discount to our meal. Argentina's had some good rains. Funds are long a bunch of meal. So I just don't understand where the real strength is coming from. But, you know, I just don't see it lasting out here. If the funds went out of beans, meal, and oil, we still have an awful long way to go on the downside. So I don't see anything particularly friendly out here. If the cattle on feed numbers are down again, that's going to be bullish for the cattle, but bearish for the feed demand. Brazil has suspended exports of meats to China, so that's been a little bit friendly for the cattle, but it may be a case of buy the rumor, sell the fact. We know that tonight's numbers are going to be low, so we made our contract high the last Friday of the month in Feb and April cattle. So maybe this will be about it. Maybe we get a knee-jerk reaction higher on Monday. But I think we're getting toward the top in this cattle market. But anyway, getting back to the grains, I just don't see anything friendly. This Chinese peace deal is an absolute nonsensical thing. The Ukrainians are never going to agree to allowing the Russians to stay in the land that they're occupying now. And they're certainly not going to drop, the West isn't going to drop any sanctions against Russia. So I think it's an absolute nonsensical deal out here. The dollar closed at its highest level since about the first week in December. So that also weighed on these markets out here today. We expect Brazilian harvest of corn and beans to start picking up again big next week. So, you know, I just don't see anything friendly out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.